A 4-year investigation into the kidnapping of a Wilmington man who was executed near Philly has concluded with convictions of 6 members of the Shotgun Crips gang. Chris Barish tells us how authorities unraveled the brutal crime.
Mark Sellers was in a row home on Wilmington's east side one night in July 2021. Then 3 guys burst in, beat him with a pry bar, bound his hands with zip ties, dragged him to a waiting Jeep Grand Cherokee, and took him to Philadelphia. The kidnappers belonged to the L.A.-based Shotgun Crips gang. They picked up 1 liter in Philly, then drove to an industrial park in Yeadon. That's where one killed Sellers with a single shot to the head from an assault-style rifle. But a surveillance camera in Wilmington filmed the raid and the green Jeep. A camera at the execution site captured a partial license plate. Cops in Delco pulled the Jeep over a few days later and found Sellers' blood and the pry bar, ultimately leading to arrests of 6 gang members. 5 have pleaded guilty to kidnapping. Last month, a federal jury convicted the leader, Dwayne Alexander, of the more serious charge of kidnapping that resulted in a death. Some Wilmington residents risked their own safety by providing incriminating evidence.
We appreciate the way that the Wilmington community rallied around this case in a way that doesn't always happen.
That's Delaware federal prosecutor Ben Wallace.
If Delawareans are willing to trust us by coming forward and telling us what they know when a crime, especially a horrible crime like this, is committed in the state, we will repay that trust with our dogged effort and ultimately with just results like this one to keep the state safer.
Defense attorney Richard Sparico represented the woman who drove the Jeep that fateful night. He decries the gang violence that eviscerates so many lives and seemingly has no end in sight.
Individuals get so much pressure from the other people they're hanging out with that they take actions that they never would have taken in a million years. So it's just the gang mentality that creates these situations that people die. I don't know what can be done. I don't know how to combat this.
The 6 Shotgun Crips will be sentenced, many to lengthy prison terms, later this year. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.